This episode brought to you by the Turkey Hotline. What do you do if you start carving the turkey and you realize it isn't fully cooked? What's the best temperature to cook a turkey? What do you do if a demon turkey summoned by Native Americans tries to kill you and all your friends? Simply call the Turkey Hotline to get quick answers to these and other questions this holiday season. Dial 1-800-BUTTERBALL and tell them the Horror Movie Talk sent you. Hello, and welcome to Horror Movie Talk, an opinionated and accidentally funny horror movie review show. Your panel of expert hosts each week are Dr. Bryce Hansen, who holds a PhD in spookology, and Professor David Day, the foremost expert on scare no-nos. New theatrical releases always get priority, but we also review older horror movies, both good and horrible. I'm Bryce Hansen.
I'm David Day. It's got it. It's not a horror movie talk episode unless my levels are totally forgotten at some point.
Yeah. You know, I got a lot of things to do here, and your levels are the least of my concerns.
Oh, you done it now, Jordy Darrell. You monkhead.
Thanks, Stephen King.
So, thank you for joining us for Horror Movie Talk. Before we get started, I just want to tell you about this great website that we've found out about called horrormovietalk.com.
I love that site.
It's a great hub of horror movie content and blogging and past episodes of Horror Movie Talk. Oh, it's us.
Oh,
it's
is
our
us.
Website.
Do you realize we've got 70-something episodes done? Like,
yeah.
We're into the...
I think this is the 73rd?
The mid-70s.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. And if you want to follow us on social media, all our links are on our website. So, again, go to horrormovietalk.com. We post new episodes every Wednesday. So, subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. We're going to tell you to leave a rating on Apple Podcasts quite a bit because that's one of our main goals.
Yeah.
To get up to 200.
We'd really like to be featured on Rotten Tomatoes as a critical... reviewer on Rotten Tomatoes, and we can't do that without your help. So all we ask is that you just give us a rating.
Yep, and we always appreciate it when people do. We got two new ones this last week.
Man, does it feel good?
It feels good.
Feels nice.
We've got a great show today, people.
I can't.
Just absolutely great. You know how we say in the intro every week, we review movies both good and horrible. You know, we don't review a lot of horrible movies.
We don't put it to the test very much.
Yeah, because especially during the Halloween season, there's a lot of new releases that kind of fill up the thing.
Yeah, the docket. Bryce called an audible. Halfway through the week, I get this message from Bryce, and he's like, I've got great news. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, the movie we were planning on seeing, what was it, do you recall?
In Fabric.
The movie we were planning on seeing isn't showing anywhere in our area. I was like, I don't understand how that's good news. And he's like, well, you know what that means.
It means we get to watch Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy. I did not expect to be as thrilled by this movie as I was.
Yeah. Yeah, well... It's the perfect movie, though, because this episode will be released the day before Thanksgiving. So during your Thanksgiving holiday, as you're sitting down and eating your turkey and arguing with your family, you get to listen to Horror Movie talk about a psychopathic turkey.
You can be thankful that you either did or didn't watch Thanksgiving.
So we'll start out by giving a brief review and our score for the movie. We score on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a miserable dredge where it makes you angry, 5 being an average film that hits all the expected marks, and 10 being so good it transcends genre boundaries. After we give our score, we'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked or hated about the film. Then later on, we'll be doing a couple bits. We'll be doing taglines and a very special holiday bit called A Horror Movie Talk Thanksgiving.
Aww, that's nice. Sounds nice. So stick around for that, you guys.
So let's get into Thanksgiving. We watched it on YouTube, and it is so bad, it's all right.
It's aight.
Here's the trailer.
Hello? thinking, you know, since it's Thanksgiving and all that, we should go around and say what we're thankful for.
I'm thankful that your mom has the juiciest in town.
Back in the 1500s, in the settlement of Kralberg, an old Indian by the name of Feathercloud was dishonored by a pilgrim. Feathercloud necromanced a turkey. A turkey that would stop at nothing to get what he wanted. To kill.
Everything's gonna be okay.
You don't believe me, do you?
I do believe you.
There's no such thing as an evil turkey. There's no such thing as an evil turkey.
This little baby bunny got its stomach gnawed open by a beak. Not just any beak. A turkey beak.
There's no such thing as an evil turkey. There's
no such thing as an evil turkey. Oh, wait. I lie.
You just got...
To the na na na,
yeah.
But it's not really hell to the na.
No, it's fun.
I mean, after hearing that, you may think, "Fuck this! This sounds awful." But it's also tremendous fun.
Yeah. Well, tremendous fun. I'm not sure I go that far, but it is a lot of fun.
The first half hour really had me there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the first 5 seconds had me there.
Oh, yeah. The first 5 seconds were great.
Thanksgiving can be found streaming for free on YouTube. It's also on Amazon Prime. It's probably in other places, but, I mean, yeah. YouTube is pretty hard to beat.
I want to bring my levels down just a little bit. I seem to be spiking a lot.
Thanksgiving is about a group of teens, quote-unquote teens, that are terrorized by an ancient killer turkey. The turkey, named Turkey, was summoned after the very first Thanksgiving by a disgruntled Native American. Turkey has laid dormant for over 500 years until he is wakened when a dog pees on his grave. A small group of friends on their way home for Thanksgiving are then terrorized by the foul fowl. Then they band together and work to destroy the homicidal turkey. This movie is not a great movie. It's actually pretty terrible, but it does hit that sweet spot of being bad enough to enjoy, which is exactly what they're going for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very clear that this movie understands what it is.
Yeah, the acting is bad, the writing is awful, but there are some shining moments. Any scene that features the killer turkey is very entertaining, mostly because it's so cheap and stupid, but I'm a sucker for cheap and stupid, so the steady drip of turkey moments kept the viewing experience from being completely miserable.
That sweet, steady drip of gravy.
Yeah. It's only 66 minutes long, but you will definitely feel every second of that 66 minutes.
It manages to feel like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Considering this movie was filmed on a budget of $3,500.
Accurate.
It's actually a rousing success.
Yeah, I mean, they have a porn star.
Yeah. So,
I wonder what they paid her, you know? That's got to be a good piece of that budget, you know?
Might have just paid her in gravy.
Ew. I love the notes that you've written for the amount of notes that are written.
It's so
are
few.
Written for this movie.
Yeah, I told David, I prepared for this. I mean, this may not be a good hand to tip, but I prepared for this review exactly as much as it deserves.
How much? Which, I mean, how much? There's not. Look, It's not a complex movie that needs a detailed analysis. This is Thanksgiving, people.
If you've seen a bad movie, you've seen this movie. But, most likely.
Well, kind of. Thanksgiving is uniquely self-aware in and that's its purpose, is to solely to riff on itself and be as ridiculous and over the top in revelatory in its weird horribleness as it possibly can be. So so this isn't long ago. Well, actually, I guess in July we released Dead Night, which was one of the worst movies I've ever seen, bar none.
The one thing you can say about this movie is that it does make sense.
It does make sense.
It is easy to follow. It does have strong characters.
It sure does.
Technically. And it delivers on what it sets out to deliver.
Irony all over the place. Like, intentional irony. It's just, it's self-aware. It's also bad.
Yeah. So I give it a score. This is a hard one to score because so bad it's good movies, like, you can't say it's good, but you can't score it like one or two. So I scored a 3. That's like the sweet spots for so bad it's good movies, I think.
That's a fair score, but I was so... Okay, so there's a few things going on with this movie that were so shockingly awesome to me. So the letdown in my mind when you were like, great news, we're going to review Thanksgiving. I was so... I hit rock bottom so fast and so hard. And then I found it on YouTube, and I watched the first minute and a half.
Oh, let's not get into spoilers. We'll say
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I watched the first minute and a half, and I was instantly brought from the bottom depths of despair to the towering heights of joy and pinnacle of happiness.
Did it
tickle your nickel? It sure did. It was the first minute and a half of this movie had me dizzy with excitement, and so. I mean, I'd say a 3 is a fair score, but I didn't. This movie really played me, played me well.
Okay, so what's your score?
I gotta go 4.
Okay, all right.
There's not a lot of play for very terrible movies, right? We have to acknowledge that this is a obviously bad movie, but. But there is an asterisk with this, which is this is fun as all get out. Like, right. It really is. It's a fun movie.
I guess what have we given a 4 before? I think we gave Curse of La Llorona a 4.
Yeah, that
which
seems
is
about
like,
right.
Yeah, it's about the same amount of enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah. Which is so damning to Curse of a blockbuster, a spring blockbuster that had. You know, studio behind it, and this movie had $3,500 budget.
Yeah, both of them. I was checking my watch.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah, absolutely.
But there was good stuff in there.
I had more fun at this one for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun watching bad movies.
Yeah.
So before we get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and hated about Thanksgiving, let's do a little mid-roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about our Patreon for a second. If you like Horror Movie Talk, there's no better way to support us than to become a patron. We have lots of tiers that get you perks. Something as simple as just seeing our calendar for upcoming episodes, what we're going to be reviewing, so you can watch it before you download our episode. Early released episodes.
Yeah, so if you had been a Patreon member last week of a certain tier, I can't remember which, but if you had, then last week you would have gotten to listen to our review of Dawn of the Dead on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, let's see here. What is that? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 5 days early.
Yeah.
And which could really come in handy if it's a new movie that we're reviewing.
Right.
Because now you get it the weekend of.
Right.
Sometime.
Yeah. So check that out. Check out our Patreon. Go to horrormovietalk.com and you can click through to our Patreon page from the button in the header. Also, next to that button is a button to shop on Amazon. If you're going to shop on Amazon this week, just click through that button and we'll get a little taste of whatever you spend. It's not pennies, depending on what you buy. It is, I mean, to us,
it's worth it, man.
Worth it.
For sure.
Also, you probably know about Shudder.com, the horror movie streaming platform, horror movie and horror television show streaming platform. They got a great curated list of horror movies that rotates on the regular. If you use code HMT at checkout, you get a 30-day free trial to them. So do that so you don't have to waste your time and money on that shitty 7-day free trial.
Oh, my God, I'm so tired.
I can't even believe it. It's an insult.
I'm just upset by it.
Also, check out our resident artist, Dustin Goebel, a professional artist who fucks hard. He also takes commissions for artwork from HMT fans. Contact him at dgoebel00. That's D-G-O-E-B-E-L 00 on Instagram. And make your artistic dreams come true. Tell him HMT sent you. Thanks again for listening. Let's get into spoilers.
Oh, baby. This is going to be good.
Spoilers. Oh, man. Why didn't I think of in advance getting turkey sounds?
I mean, turkey sounds are pretty easily.
Yeah.
Here, listen.
Man, have you ever been around a turkey in person, like a turkey on someone's farm or something?
Yeah,
they are so much louder than you think.
Oh yeah,
like it's
they can mutter, but then they can really hit those high notes.
Like when they're really gobbling, like. It's frightening. Oh, jeez. I'm going to have to do a lot of editing for...
Sounds like a fucking blast, bro.
It does sound pretty fun.
All right, so this movie is what I... this movie has what I would call a strong opening.
I've never been more impressed by an opening of any movie, ever.
So there's like a couple titles that just say, you know, on the morning of the first Thanksgiving or whatever, and then it opens up to...
Hang on. There's some epic openings to movies out there, you know? Like Terminator 2, you know, it's got that skull, and it's got this... post-apocalyptic backset, and you're like zooming out from the skull, and then bam, that metallic foot crushes the skull and all your Skittles fly everywhere, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
There's like 2001 with like the Blue Danube waltz and
you can't get more epic than that.
There's Star Wars with until Star Destroyer
until Thanksgiving came out in 2008 or 7.
Yeah, describe the opening of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so like he said, there's some subtitles that's like the first Thanksgiving in 1608, the old times in quotation marks. And then the first thing you see aside from a black panel with lettering on it
before any sound too.
Before anything happens is a nipple. A woman's nipple.
One giant boob.
One big old boob. Booby. And you're like, oh my God, that's a boob. Like, that's the first thing you see.
And then it gives it like a 2 Mississippi, and then the sound comes in. And just like the soundtrack.
And then it zooms out into a full rack. And that's all you get. Like, now you just got a big set of cans in your face. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoa, this is one heck of a movie.
Yeah.
Starts strong.
And so the woman...
Bold move.
Which is what I would describe... I mean, not like... She is a porn star, but not a typical porn star. I would describe her as a...
She's got a lane.
...chesty milkmaid.
She's got a lane. Yeah.
She's like an old world German milkmaid.
Old with an E on the end.
Yes.
Ah, the French.
And then, so she stands up and scrambles. We're not really told why her rack is just like open to the wind, but I don't know. You see a lot of paintings from the Renaissance, and their boobs are out all the time.
It's an interesting artistic choice.
Yeah.
And then she runs. And then she runs
away from something that she's real scared of.
Yeah.
And she trips and turns around, and then we see Turkey.
Yeah.
And the first line in the movie is,
"Nice tits, bitch."
Let's play that again. Just for full impact.
"Nice tits, bitch."
All right. All right. This is the strongest opening of any movie that I've ever seen. And I'm not saying that to joke at all. That's me being dead serious. I'm dead serious. That's the strongest opening of any movie I've ever seen.
"Nice tits, bitch."
It's so bold. It's so bold.
Yeah. "Nice tits, bitch." And then you see a feathered hand raise into the air with a bloody axe. And then come down.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a crazy turkey.
It's, which is so great because you're like, okay, we expect to kill our turkey. So you're expecting, you know, some ripping or pecking or, you know, clawing. You don't expect him to hold an axe.
You sure don't. Yeah.
And it sets up the tone so much. And to be honest, I don't think the movie ever surpasses that moment.
Reaches that crescendo again.
But that is a pretty high point to start off on.
Yeah, it could just be like a sequence. Yeah, come to think of it, it could really just be a bunch of sequences like that.
Uh-huh.
Where they're just going for shock factor for 10 minutes, and then I'd be delighted.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you could edit this down to just the turkey moments, and it would be a fantastic short.
Now, I want to mention, this is not a small cameo. This is Wanda Lust.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'll find her list of titles here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is a porn star, a matronly porn star, but a porn star nonetheless. And so, you know, I mean,
but this was her first credit though. Was her porn credits before or after this movie?
Cause I felt I'm like sure it was all after. Around it. It's, you know, sprinkled throughout life.
Cause it's very obvious. David was like saying, I mean, they must've just convinced someone's wife or something to do this. And it was like, no, no one that old is going to run around with their tits out that hasn't been in the sex worker industry.
And he was right.
Yeah. Anyways, pretty soon we're introduced to our cast of quote-unquote teens. There's Johnny Football. There's Johnny.
Johnny Football. Yeah. Now, this guy, I mean, he's worth... I mean, we could talk about him for 4 minutes.
Right. The characters are very thin, but they are very strong archetypes. They heavily rely on...
Yeah.
Yep, we are going to do this. We're not going to be subtle. So there's Johnny, which David immediately said, it's Johnny Football. There's the nerd guy named Darren.
Yeah.
There's the hick named Billy. He's the friend that cracks wise.
He fills a couple roles, yeah. Right? He's the fat guy.
Right.
He's the drunk.
Yeah.
He's the...
comedic relief.
He's the comedic relief. He's the hick.
Uh-huh. There's the slut. Named Allie,
yeah,
which is like she shows her bra in the first couple seconds that we see her, but then she's like, "I'm waiting till marriage," and they're like, "Oh, but you're a huge slut, you fuck everyone." And then there's the not slut named Kristen.
Yeah,
she has no strong characterization other than not being the slut, which is technically a horror movie character.
Yeah,
the virgin.
She's
kind of
yeah
kind of thing.
Yeah, she's She's confusing to me a little bit because Johnny Football is so all about her.
Yeah.
And it's and she's not, I mean, no. I'm not going to say she's ugly.
We don't want to be mean.
She's not ugly.
But she's not like, if you've got Allie that is,
I mean, Allie's know,
definitely
not,
attractive.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Johnny Football is so ridiculous. He's a 35-year-old, very tan bro who can't, who is not put effort into, none of these. None of these characters, none of these people, none of these, quote, actors have put any thought or effort throughout their life into acting ever. Never one time has any of them thought about acting. Here, I've got some of Wanda Lust's.
Okay, yeah, let's read off Wanda Lust credit. So right, this is the first boob that you see in the movie, and then she's immediately killed.
Right. So, yeah, she was a pilgrim.
Probably one of the best contributors to the film, though.
So there's Mature Women Unleashed 3. That was actually released after Thanksgiving.
I've only seen the first one.
There's Kick-Ass Chicks 75, Big Booby MILFs. That's all one title. Her First Older Woman 6, Cock-Smoking Grannies, of course.
Oh, Cock-Smoking Grannies.
Her First
Older... The original one.
Also Her First Older Woman 2. Older Women, Younger Men 11. Older Women, Younger Men 9. I'm going reverse chronological.
Okay,
here.
Okay.
Dirty Jokes, the movie, Lesbian Mil... M-I-L-T-F 2. I don't know what the T stands for. Lesbian M-I-L...
I think it's two. Mothers I'd Like to Fuck. So they're being more accurate with their acronym.
Okay, all right. M-I-L...
Or maybe Titty Fuck.
M-I-L-T-F 30. MILF does a... MILF does a body good too. MILF does a body good. Girls Swirl. Bust a Nut 5. Bust a Nut 6. Why was Bust a Nut... Oh, Bust a Nut 5 and 6 were released in the same year, of course. So, and it goes on this way.
And Thanksgiving,
yes. My apologies. She's a busy lady.
Yeah. So one thing I noticed while watching this movie is having those archetypal characters, it is shocking how even terrible writing and filmmaking can be improved with those strong cliche character types.
It's really all you need. I mean, you can do well.
Yeah. It makes it literally more interesting immediately.
Yeah, it's...
Because you look at... You remember Spiral? Was there anything separating those characters at all? Like, was there any distinguishing...
No.
Features or... No.
It was... You're absolutely right. I didn't even make that connection, but... Yeah.
Or even in, like, Hell House...
Now, let's not, you know, that was a really good movie.
I mean, there's so many horror movies that are bad, but some that are even, like, decent that would be made so much better if they just had a strong character type so you understand, like,
because
what is their relationship? Like, what's their motivation just between the group of people?
It expedites character development so much. It's like, I don't need to get to know this person. You don't need to give me all this dumb fucking superfluous backstory. I just know. This Johnny, you named him Johnny, and he plays football.
Yeah.
Perfect. We're done. Like, there is no, oh, well, my childhood, it was rough because my dad, I didn't play football at the time my dad wanted me to. And then I started. It's like, who cares? He's just Johnny Football.
Yeah, but there is that, too.
Just to fill you in. It's just, it doesn't need to take place. And there is no, you're absolutely right.
It's just such an important part of storytelling.
Yeah.
Is having characters that. Might not even be that you care about that, but you can.
But they have hard lanes.
Yeah, they have hard lanes, or you can relate to in your mind of like, oh yeah, I know that type you know?
Who would have thought Thanksgiving would
be a would example of
teach people how to make better movies.
Right.
Like, but he's not joking though. You're absolutely right. The characters, you know them all immediately.
It just makes it less miserable.
It does make it less miserable.
Like if you had characters that were just like, oh, these are just people standing around and they're a group of friends, but you haven't really just said, this is going to be this guy.
There's an element of excitement to it, frankly. Right. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know that guy. Like, I'm like, yeah, all right.
John. Or even, not even if you know the person in real life, you just know that person right. in movies.
Yeah, yes, so. Exactly. I know that character.
Yeah. Yeah, the script is not great, and the characters are very dumb, even the nerd sees Johnny Football make a very simple football pass. It's like, whoa!
Great pass! Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's part of what I love about it, is these are terrible actors and actresses. Bad. And it's a terrible script. But it's actually, I don't know if it's is it a terrible script?
I mean, it has no flourishes, is what I'd say. Like, it's all meat and potatoes. We are everything in the script is there to state the obvious.
Yeah.
Or to establish exposition.
That's accurate.
And it does its job. Yeah. 66 minutes. It's not entertaining dialogue most of the time. There's a couple great moments of, okay, now they're winking at the audience that it works.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, I don't know how much we need to talk about the middle part of the movie. But so Darren is the resident historian among the group, and their car breaks down.
Which one's Darren? He's the nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The car breaks down, and then they decide that they just are going to have their party and camp out where they broke down. And he sees that it's this old defunct town where a big tragedy happened.
Yeah.
Where a legend of a killer turkey was summoned by a Native American to kill people.
To kill the pilgrims.
Uh-huh. And they're like, that's so stupid. And then the girl goes off to pee in the woods, and she's like, it's in the trailer. She's like, there's no such thing as a killer turkey. There's no such thing as a killer turkey. And then Turkey comes, and he's like, there's no such thing as a killer turkey.
He's the best character. Who is he?
The best actor, too.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so first of all, he's like a mold. It's like a silicone mold has been poured over a sock puppet.
With a beak.
With a beak. Not really even.
It's
a
almost
beak.
Like, so if you took a rubber chicken
and then they scotch taped a bunch of feathers to it.
Yeah. If you took a rubber chicken and kind of melt it a little.
Yeah.
And yeah, that it's kind of what it would look like.
I'm trying to think. Like, he reminds me of so many South Park characters kind of simultaneously. Uh-huh. Just like these big, obvious personalities. Like, he's just a personality. He is nice tits, bitch. And then, you know, that's him.
Yeah. And so he's voiced by the writer of the movie. And he ends up being the best part.
He is the best part. Yeah because... I mean, because there's emotion and effort going into the playing him. Yeah. You know, it may be demonic and evil, but it's more than, like the level of emotion in Johnny Football, it's almost like he's thinking about what he's going to eat for dinner during every scene. He's just like not quite there, barely able to say his lines.
Yeah. These are not like... L.A. professional actors. These are definitely
Ohio.
Amateur. And I actually looked up because I was like, what is... Because I thought to qualify as a movie, you had to be at least 80 minutes.
Oh.
And I looked up like where I got that from. So technically, if I think it's AFI says if it's over 40 minutes, it's considered a feature length film.
God.
Or a feature.
God damn.
But to qualify for the Actors Guild or okay. something like that, or the union for actors, to qualify as a motion picture, it has to be over 80 minutes. So these are probably not guild members that are acting in this. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We skipped over how Turkey was summoned.
How was he summoned?
So, so it's pretty great. This
is it
kind of hillbilly is out and he has his dog and his dog wanders off and he's like, oh, it's not Lassie. It's like
Frassy or something.
Flashy.
What the fuck name for a dog is that?
And Flashy goes out into the woods, and there's
the French.
Sorry, I meant to go.
Oh fuck, not the woods.
Yeah, goes out into the scraggly woods. Do we have scraggly woods on here?
I just take a stroll through the scraggly woods.
Oh fuck, not the woods. Nothing good ever happens in the woods.
He goes, and there's the tiniest totem pole, like a less than a foot.
It's a totem pole for ants.
Yeah.
Needs to be at least three times this size.
I think a totem pole is technically like a Pacific Northwest Indian thing and not a...
First Nation thing. Thank you.
First Nation. Pacific Northwest First Nation.
Yes, that is accurate. You are correct.
And not a...
Ohio.
Well, technically this is supposed to be... In the, you know, where the pilgrims landed, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Because it was...
I'm sure it's very...
It was near the first Thanksgiving,
You think the writer be like, hey, it's not Ohio.
I'm just saying it might not be historically accurate.
Plymouth Rock. This is supposed to be Rhode Island or whatever the fuck.
So it's got this tiny totem pole, which I realize, oh... They're using the totem pole as the cross to mark the grave, which is just in itself funny to me. It's not like a totem pole to be a totem pole. It's a grave marker that's a little tiny totem pole. And it looks enough like a cross that you're like, yeah, this is a grave, right? That makes sense, right?
Oh, man. This movie is like, so everybody at some point in like my age, I graduated in 03, and there was a few people in our school who like got ambitious enough to create their own movie, you know?
Yeah.
While in high school. Uh-huh. This is not far away from those efforts.
No.
This
I mean,
is
if
very
I,
similar.
If me and my friends continued making videos like 2 years after high school, this would be what we would make.
Yes. Yeah. And but you know what? I mean, this is a cult classic and for good reason. Like Thanksgiving, it has a sequel that had a $108,000 budget. So like a lot more than $3,500.
Right.
You know, like this movie is successful and
right. I mean, if they get any licensing from Amazon Prime to stream this, they have definitely made their money back.
Oh, like, yeah.
A thousandfold.
Yes. Yeah, they're doing okay. And for good reason. It is clever and hilarious and...
It's much better than a lot of straight-to-video things that I watched when I was younger.
Bad good.
So anyways, the Lashy pees on this totem pole, which is the grave marker for Turkey. And Turkey, of course, crawls out of the ground and kills the poor dog. So a moment of silence for another horror movie animal.
Why do they got to go after the dogs, man? Yeah. It's a trope. It must be just a trope.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. And then it's unleashed, and then it comes across the kids and starts terrorizing them. Because apparently the first people that it comes across, it kills all of them. That's the legend, which is pretty lazy legend.
Didn't kill the bum. The bum shot it, and it was like, ah, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fuck you.
It's just like, okay. Like, apparently if you have a weapon or some way to defend yourself in a reasonable way, the turkey's like, hey, fuck you, guy, and runs away.
Right. So the notable kills in this movie, the only ones I can really remember are... So it comes into the slut's room as she's having sex with the guy, kills the guy,
yeah,
and then proceeds to have sex with her.
Yeah.
So the turkey has sex with one of them and then murders her.
Yeah. He bastes her.
Leave some gravy.
Yeah, tagline is going to be good. Tagline is going to be good.
Let's, and then the other one, which is probably the best part of the movie, is he kills Kristen's father. Oh yeah, we even skipped over our introduction to Kristen's father is him having coffee and is like, this coffee tastes like shit.
Oh man.
And then this wife is like, that's because I took a shit in the pot, and shows a pot with a pile of shit in it, and it's not subtle. Let's just say that.
Yeah, although it is so gross.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely makes me... And then
it's kind of like a John Waters type moment.
Yeah. It's very strange. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but...
It is.
Then...
She pooped in the coffee, Bryce.
Okay, I get it.
And then she leaves him.
I get it.
Okay.
The turkey then goes and visits Kristen's father...
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, gets dressed up in a turkey costume.
They sit across the table. This is my favorite scene.
Yeah, it's the best image.
It's the best. It's such a great, well-framed shot of a man in the most ridiculous turkey costume you can possibly imagine and a killer turkey sitting across a long table from each other, like... In the same framing that a dog's playing poker is framed, kind of.
Right, right.
And,
they're just chatting.
Yeah, they're just chatting.
The father thinks it's one of Kristen's friends that's a midget in a costume. Because he's in a costume.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous premise ever.
And then, for some reason, being called a midget is very offensive to this turkey.
Yeah.
And the turkey goes...
I think midgets feel. Or dwarfs.
Little people.
Little people.
The turkey turns on the father and kills him.
Yeah.
And then when the group of friends comes up to knock on the door of the father's house.
Uh-huh. Then what?
He had no face!
He had no face.
So turkey answers the door wearing the father's face in the most ridiculous... Just imagine badly cutting off someone's face, like not even like the full thing, just kind of ragged pieces of it, and draping it over a turkey's head. And that's exactly what it looks like.
But not only that, like the turkey is markedly smaller than a man. Like,
and Kristen like kneels down to talk to him, which is just this is probably... Next to
the face the opening. Is shrunk. The face is like a quarter the size of what it should be because it's on this teeny tiny little turkey.
Yeah. So aside from the boob and
nice tits, bitch.
This is the next best part of the movie. This scene where they arrive and she's talking to her father like, oh yeah, this is my dad. And she's kneeling down because it's so small.
She's like, hi dad, I love
she's
you.
Like, we're... Can we go into your library because you have books and we're looking for a book. So you have books.
They need to find books on how to defeat the turkey because surely they will find the answer in books.
Mm-hmm.
And, generic books.
And, she's like, where is your library? And he's like, oh, I don't, you know, it's down there somewhere. And then the other great line in the movie is,
Oh, Dad, you and your rapidly fading memory.
Oh, Dad, you and your rapidly fading memory. I don't know where my library is because I'm a turkey. And she's like, Eck, I accept it because you have rapidly fading memory. What a...
And then eventually Darren stumbles across the body of the father without a face and Turkey trying to drag him.
Pretty good makeup, by the way.
And it's almost like a moment of, like, wait a minute, there's two of you? <He's> like, which is also hilarious.
He's like, go away, I got business to deal with right now, says the turkey who's dragging the dead body. And Darren's like, Wait a minute. Oh my God, you're the turkey! And it's like, okay. Yeah. it's very tongue-in-cheek. Yeah. It's very funny.
I think the other, probably the best gore scene, there's like a, and the one kill that you would assume would be what most of them would be, like the turkey just starts pecking away at someone.
Yeah.
And just rips out their guts and their heart and stuff through their...
That's
by,
the dad.
By...
Oh, no, no, it is
no,
Darren.
It was Darren. Was it Darren or the hit guy?
Oh, maybe it was...
I think it was the hit guy. I think it was Billy.
Billy.
That got murdered. And so that had, like, a real good, you know...
Peck, 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 peck.
Cow's
peck.
Intestines
yeah.
on the stomach type of gore that you see in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably went down to the butcher and, you know, spent $10 on some intestines to get that full effect.
At this point, I was like it was 45 minutes in and I was yeah. like, oh.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, when David saw the time, he was like, well, thank God. Like it's already winning in my book that it's only an hour and 6 minutes because that's something about terrible movies is no matter how entertaining it is, once you get to like 40 minutes, like, all right, I get it.
You remember that week when we reviewed Tetsuo the Bullet Man?
Oh, God.
Or the Iron Man?
Yeah.
And Kusuo one week?
That was the worst.
I loved Kusuo. I thought Kusuo was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Kusuo had great moments in it. But it was the most uncomfortable.
Oh, no, no.
Well, no, Tetsuo was the most uncomfortable.
No, Kusuo, it didn't feel uncomfortable to me at all. It felt like one big, long fart joke.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah.
It was still terrible.
It was funny.
But there was moments where it's like, oh, my gosh.
A great movie to watch if you're high, Kusuo.
Yes.
Oh, man. But man, okay, so if you were to put, okay. All right, so we're taking 2-hour-long movies. We're taking Thanksgiving and Tetsuo the Iron Man. Tetsuo the Iron Man technically is an important horror movie. All right.
Okay. I don't agree with that, but proceed.
I mean, your opinion on it doesn't matter so much as the, you know, the girth of people who are like Tetsuo the Iron Man.
What movies has it influenced?
Okay, so these two movies together, which one did you like more?
This one, definitely.
This
Without
one.
Without a question.
Definitely.
By like 100 miles.
By
this
100
one.
Miles. I think you gave Tetsuo a 2.
I think I gave it
maybe a 1.
I okay. hated that movie.
Yeah. Still not very far away from it. Only 2 points away. Jeez.
Well, it's like an exponential scale.
Yeah, it's like a Richter scale.
It's like
you know?
A logarithmic scale.
Yeah. Every new one is you're compounding your interest by
right.
tremendous amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because a 1 could be nothing. It could be like, I hate this so much. And it could also just be like, it just wasn't. No.
One is anger.
Yeah.
It has to make me angry that I sat through it.
Yeah.
And that was definitely Tetsuo.
Well, yeah, so.
I refuse to believe that Tetsuo is an important film.
Well, you can refuse to believe that all you want, but people still make note of it and find it noteworthy.
Yeah.
It's an important body horror movie, for sure.
Okay.
Like up there with Eraserhead.
Okay.
What do you think of Eraserhead?
I haven't watched it.
You hate it. You would hate
it. I think
movie.
I got like the first 10 minutes. I'm like, okay.
I'm
not a huge David Lynch fan.
It's a movie. If you're not a David Lynch fan, then you're just, I mean, you're going to tap out right away. It's a movie designed to make you hate it.
Yeah. Well, mission accomplished.
I mean, you haven't watched it yet.
I mean, if that's, so yeah, and then at the end they kill the turkey.
They sure do.
Kind of.
Yeah. But then it says to be continued at the end.
Uh-huh.
It does say that.
Yeah.
And it says in space. It promises outer space.
Right. So we should note that there are sequels to Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
The only real film sequel is Thanksgiving 3.
Right.
There is no Thanksgiving 2.
Well, I mean, there's a Thanksgiving 2 in Thanksgiving 3.
Is there? Okay. Well, I don't know.
I mean, it's the movie they reference.
Okay. So there's a Thanksgiving 3, and I think pretty recently there is a Thanksgiving musical.
Wow.
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
Wow.
So you can go to their... They have a YouTube channel. I think that's where we watch the movie for Thanksgiving, just like the Thanksgiving YouTube channel.
Yeah.
There's like a preview of the musical. It doesn't actually have any songs, but I think it has like some of the score.
Wow, I bet that would be... I bet that would be fabulous.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you take this idea and give it to someone that's... genuinely wanting to make it better.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be that hard.
No.
To make it better.
Yeah.
You know, spend, you know, $4,000.
Wow. Markedly
just
better.
Think what you could do.
Just imagine.
So, that's Thanksgiving.
That is definitely Thanksgiving. I'm surprised we got this far.
Yeah. I mean, we've almost talked about it as the movie's runtime at this point. So let's move on to taglines.
Here's taglines.
Taglines is a game where we come up with alternate taglines for the movie they were reviewing.
They can be fun, funny, thought-provoking. They could be existential.
Mm-hmm. I've got some.
Mine aren't very... I'm looking at my last one, and I'm very unimpressed.
Yeah. But let's get through these.
Okay. don't get through them. We're going to savor them like a fine Thanksgiving dinner.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have some overlap.
Yeah, maybe.
Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Okay. All right. And then I got Thanksgiving. It's a little dry, but boy, does this turkey fuck. It's a little dry.
Thanksgiving. Don't pardon this turkey.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, because
the president always pardons the turkey. Okay.
Thanksgiving. Get stuffed.
There you go.
He stuffs the girl.
Okay, I got this one.
With his penis.
Thanksgiving.
His dick.
This turkey stuffs you.
Okay. They are all the same.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. This dark meat will send you into a coma if you're lucky.
Thanksgiving. This turkey carves you.
They are the same. We made the same taglines. Word for word almost. Thanksgiving. Eat it.
All right. This is my last one.
That was so bad.
This is my last one. Thanksgiving, the worst Thanksgiving turkey since my mother-in-law's.
Have you had a bad Thanksgiving turkey?
I mean, dry.
That's about the worst sin you can commit. It's
but not even like terribly dry, just like, eh.
What are the most notable turkeys you've had? Is there one that you remember? And you're good Lord.
I mean, my mom is a really good cook. And so about, you know, well over half the time, the turkey is like really good and juicy, just like your meat and potatoes turkey. It's like, this is a roasted turkey, you know, but the notable one would be, I went to my brother's and he has an air fryer and he did like an air fried turkey.
I would have thought that'd be dry as fuck,
which I wouldn't actually. I still don't understand what that actually means.
It's heating air and then blowing it past it.
Yeah. What's the difference between that and a convection oven though?
It's a lot of air.
Okay.
So an air fryer is like a convection oven on steroids.
Okay. Well, it was really good.
Really?
Really juicy.
I wouldn't expect that. There was this moment where like I felt, I'm not a religious man, but I came to God in this moment, which is, there's this LAN party, which is, for those who don't know, a LAN party is a bunch of nerds who get together and with computers and play video games over a weekend. And so my buddy throws this LAN party, and a couple of years ago, it's called Not Thanksgiving LAN. And so we throw it like right around Thanksgiving, but not on Thanksgiving. And so it's called Not Thanksgiving LAN. Very nice. And his brother, who is a world-renowned PC or personal computer modder named Rod Rosenberg, brought his Traeger and smoked a turkey for like, you know, 24 hours or something like that. I've never had a more delicious bird in my life. It was so... Oh my God, it was like thinking about it now, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
If there's a picture of me eating a drumstick from this thing and I look at it and I just can taste it and I'm smiling from ear to ear and I'm just, it's like the happiest I've ever been. And I've been married and had two kids. Like it was so good. Oh man, shout out to Rod Rosenberg, man, making that fucking amazing turkey.
I think there was a couple turkeys on my mission too that were really good. I think there was like a Cajun fried turkey that was very notable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you got to do is just try.
Yeah.
Harder than like, just don't, if the turkey feels like it came from someone who's slave labor forced to make it, who's like, all right, now I got to do this. Then it's, then you get that feel. You get that slave labor.
The most important ingredient is love.
Right. So with that, I think our next thing is...
So a very special bit. We're going to be doing a horror movie talk Thanksgiving. So it's the day before Thanksgiving, this release.
Tis.
So I thought, except for our patrons, I mean, they're probably listening early, but it's the week of Thanksgiving. And so I thought it'd be nice to take a moment and just go around the table and say what we're thankful for.
Okay. Yeah.
As horror movie talk.
Yeah, I took some stuff down yesterday. I like this bit. I like anything that makes you reflect on what you're thankful for, you know.
Right, right.
Because I mean, it's important not to be jaded on how cool your life is. Your life is pretty good.
Right. So, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So obviously, I'm very thankful for my family and my two little girls, who I love very much, and my wife.
Yeah.
I love them.
I'm also thankful for my wife that lets me spend hours and hours on this podcast.
Yeah, me too.
And avoid spending time with my children.
I'm thankful for your wife, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for all the HMT listeners and fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody who contacts us, who gives us a shout out. There was one girl, who gave us a shout out on Facebook, or maybe it was Instagram this week. I got to find her. I got to give her a specific shout out and say I'm thankful.
I want to say I'm thankful especially to our patrons, and I'm going to thank them by name.
Ooh.
So I'm thankful for Adrian and Anthony and Brad and Dan and Dustin and Freddie and Garrett and Graham and Jennifer and Jessica and Taylor and Tracy. Thank you so much for being so generous.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you. This is going to take me just a minute. I have no idea how to use Instagram, so how, yeah. I don't know.
I know. It's so fucking hard to find messages on that thing. Let me...
I don't want a message. I just want to find... Because she tagged us. Yeti Witch was mentioning... She quoted that quote from Ma. Don't make me drink alone. Don't make me drink alone. She said she found this gem of a podcast for all my horror movie needs. Horror Movie Talk is a podcast that reviews all types of horror movies. It's an insanely funny and entertaining podcast, and I've been listening to it all day. Thank you so... I'm thankful for Yeti Witch and for everyone who reaches out to us and, you know, is nice to us and says nice things about us. That's the best feeling I think there is.
Yeah, it's so gratifying, even on an egotistical level, because we really want people to like the podcast. But when they share it and say, like, hey, we just found this podcast, it's basically like if you went to a party and you met someone, and then the next day on social media, they're like, hey, everyone, I met this really cool guy, Bryce. Yeah. Check him out.
Yeah, it's great.
And, like, shared your profile. It's like, there's not much more to the podcast than just us.
Right.
And so it's hard not to take it as like, oh, they Aww. Like me.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for all my friends who have... I've been helped out tremendously recently by a lot of people, have had a lot of favors. And I just appreciate all of them. I appreciate you. If you've helped me out, I love you.
I'm thankful for our host, Blueberry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we do pay them.
Yeah,
but,
we do.
But, yeah, they got really good support, and I'm glad that we, picked them.
Yeah, me too.
And,
thank you, Blueberry. Yeah. And, you know, while your statistics may not be as good as they could be, I am definitely addicted to looking at yes. them pretty much all day, every day. I'm thankful for all horror movies, both good and bad, most of them. I'll say all. Yeah.
I'm thankful for anyone that leaves us an Apple Podcast rating.
Oh, man. You people have my penis fully erect. Which gets me to my next thing that I'm thankful for, my wiener.
I'm thankful for the haters.
I'm thankful for the haters.
Yeah, even any feedback is appreciated, especially...
It says here, thankful for the haters.
Yeah. I have one more.
Let's see here.
Thing to be thankful about.
We got fans, family and friends, the haters... people who have done me favors, my wiener, horror good and bad. I can't think of.
I'm thankful for you, David.
Oh, I'm thankful that you're my friend and we can do. Buddy.
I'm thankful that your mom has the juiciest pussy in town.
Well, when you're right, you're right. You know, I mean, what can I say? Yeah.
Which is a quote from the movie, by the way. So.
Yeah. What? That's right.
All right, it's time
to... Get the fuck out!
Thank you so much for listening to Horror Movie Talk.
Another Horror
Movie Talk.
Another episode is come and gone. We never did final recommendations. Final recommendations for the Thanksgiving?
I mean, just find it for free on YouTube if you want. If you want to shock your anybody with a big pair of cans right off the bat. They'll be running, and then he'll say nice tits, bitch, and that's really all you need.
Yeah. So again, thank you for everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving. Here's to what?
I would like to mention, next week, we're going to be reviewing, brace yourself, American Psycho. This is maybe my this could be, this is like all time, very favorite movies of all time. And I'm going to see if I can't get a special guest here. So you guys watch American Psycho. This movie is a masterpiece.
Yeah. So in December, we usually try to do Christmas themed episodes. And so technically there is a Christmas scene in American Psycho. So
it's as Christmassy as Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll see you around next time. What's thank you for listening. Please share the podcast with friends. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. We're trying to get up to 200. Please, if you're going to shop on Amazon Associates, go to Horror Movie Talk and click through the button in the banner. Special thanks again to all our listeners, all our patrons, and to our families and everyone that supports the show. We couldn't do it without you. And that's the show.
Merry Christmas, Patrick.
Merry Christmas, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
What is it?
It was obviously an accident. I mean, the boy might have got scared and panicked, right?
That could be a logical explanation.
So it was one of those fluke accidents we could not have foreseen, and that is all there is to it.
I don't know, man.
It was an accident!